It's time for 1 minute inside of Jonas Spielboy's head.
Well, you don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. I used to work in the bar business and loved hearing that line at the end of a long shift. Kicking the last drunk stragglers out of the bar literally came like clockwork and made moving on to other things easy and seamless. Diva. That was then. Now, instead of inviting people to order from my station at a bar, I invite people to my table in my home. The problem with hosting a party in your home is that you're your own bouncer. The rules are different. You can't just turn up the lights, clap your hands loudly, and tell people they gotta go. Or can you? I mean, what's more rude? Telling your guests the party's over or being a guest who comes for the free barbecue but doesn't leave until Wednesday? Here's the deal. Good guests go home while they're still having fun. Good guests don't show up for an afternoon party and stay for breakfast. Well, unless you're dating. If you want to be a good guest, know when it's time to put a period at the end of the fun sentence, would ya? And if you want to be a great guest, don't make me fake yawn in your face.
That has been 1 minute inside of Jonas Spielboy's head.
You know, when you have those parties?
Yeah.
People there's always that one that stays till midnight.
Never leaves.
And then it's like, oh man, I'm getting tired. I think I'm going to go to bed. And they just like don't get the hint.
I have had hosts literally go to bed with people still in their house.
Really?
I know this because I was one of those people.
But you know, I do have a good tip for you that a couple of my friends have done. One done. When you have one of those parties,
yes.
Get outhouses and put them outside your house. The little porta potties.
And then what, lock the doors when they go to use one?
No, they don't come in your house and ruin your bathroom.
Well,
good tip, right?
That's a pro tip right there.
There you go, because you don't want nobody stinking over your bathroom.